The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy, since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us, it's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time because I'm a Coleman kid today.
We're back on the Blitz. If you missed hour number one, that's pretty much what you missed. A lot of some cow puns.
Yeah, Jermaine said this is utterly ridiculous. So we have the number for 610.
I don't think we should give it out. I think people should, I mean, if they want to look it up for themselves.
You don't think we should give it out?
No.
Okay.
It's not our place to do that.
Okay. But if you, well, I will, well, can I tweet it?
I mean, sure. I don't tell my guys what to do with their own Twitters. Go for
it. That's true. So here's the deal. We're going to, if you can get on air with...
I don't think anybody's going to be able to get on air.
Yeah, but if you can get on air with the juice and the... What is it? The badass?
The Baytown badass.
And the juice.
And Kamla juice.
And you can get a moo out over the air.
It can't just be like...
Moo. I mean, you got to... Like, you got to give... Yeah, that... You can't be like, hey guys, what's up, moo? Like, I was just moo, like they did meow on Super Troopers. Can't be like that. Now, that would be good, though.
I think it should be more like, it should be like, you know, you guys were talking earlier about when Jadeveon Clowney's going to show up at camp, and I think like,
yeah, that's
and
it.
I think he really should be in camp.
Like, just to pretend like you didn't.
So, you know, man, as someone who played in the NFL, I agree with that meh.
So if you can make that happen, give them your name and then let us know. We'll be listening and we'll know, and you will draw names if multiple people get it out over the air on 610, and whoever will draw a name randomly, and you'll get tickets to the listener party. But you gotta get in and get the moo out over the air. So you have an hour or less. And the bad news is you actually probably have to sit on hold and listen. That's the bad news. So you do have to power through that, sitting on hold and listening, and then you'll be fine. Somebody texted and said, "I just swapped to 610 to hear how bad they are," and no lie, the first thing I heard was, "I played in the NFL." Dead serious. I immediately switched back.
You guys think I'm making this up? I've listened to it. There's two ways a sentence starts. Hey, you know, I played in the NFL, or, you know, I'm buddies with Shaq. Like,
somebody wants to know if Coleman milk will be at the listener party.
No. We are not going to have Coleman steroid milk at our listener party.
No, it's going to be all Texas milk.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no way we would sell that out.
Yeah. We're proud Texans.
People
here
are asking where Fred is. They said, did he drink some Coleman milk and he wasn't able to make it in? He got sick.
Fred should be here. He'll probably be here around 5:30, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, never mind me having to fight the traffic now, Fred. Thanks, bud.
Big deal.
Fred, I mean, the juice, whatever.
When's the last time you had this much fun? I mean, come on.
I've tried to hold it together, but I laugh at everything, so it's been difficult. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know. We had fun when you were describing your home security system back at the in the Tulsa apartment last week.
Yeah,
that wasn't this much fun, but that was fun.
That was pretty awful. So, you know, because I stay at nice places.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's
besthotelrates.com.
Where there's spiders in the refrigerator. So, yeah, you know, I'm a big time comedy star. That's what you get. Yep.
Well, I guess we'll give him a break today, okay, or for the rest of the show, or at least for a little while. I've got to save some of my energy to make fun of Fred when he gets here.
Okay, it's what are the odds Wednesday? You didn't even tell the people that. You just went straight in on the juice.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that Fred has a hat on when he gets here?
I don't think he'll be able to.
A bonnet.
Bonnet is possible.
Right? Or like a shower cap.
That's possible too.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a tattoo where you have to, like, you know, they put the saran wrap over it.
I've got a lot of questions, trust me.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't have the answers, though.
Hmm. So is this a one-time deal? He's just in and out? Or is this like... Also, is it... Do you have to go and get maintenance on it?
That, I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Okay.
And those of you who don't know, Fred said yesterday he's going to get a procedure done that's going to help him grow his hair back.
Nice.
And
when are you going?
I'm not.
What?
No.
I don't know if you know this.
I've accepted that I'm bald. Oh, and I'm just,
I didn't know if you knew.
I'm just good with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like that, too. I mean, I get my hair cut real short. And I've always said, and people are like, no, like people that are bald are like, what? I would, if my hair fell out, I would be happy.
Yeah.
I don't want the maintenance of it. And the,
how often do you go after, I mean, how often do you have to go get a haircut? Once a week?
Every week.
Every week.
Every Wednesday. And I didn't go today. I forgot. No. And shut up. Oh. But I was like, oh, we got to do these stupid videos. So I passed on my trip to the barber, but it's once a week.
So are you going to go tomorrow now or what?
No, I'll probably wait till next Wednesday. So I'll look like a...
Chia pet.
Yeah, pretty much.
What would your hair look like if you grew it out?
It's awful. You were there. I remember, you had the little spike in the front?
I tried to
do the faux hawk during the cage door days.
I feel like you had a spike, up front.
No, I had braces and a faux hawk during the cage door days. I was super hot. Like, man, I'm surprised my wife stuck around. It was pretty awful. It was pretty bad.
It is funny when a grown man has braces.
Oh, it's the worst. And you're like, hey, sorry, guys. I was just wondering. And oral sex was out of the question for like 2 years.
Yeah, no one wants to go down on a guy with braces. All right, listen, you need a new job. My computer career can help you out there. Noah was working as a fast food delivery driver. The hours were garbage. The pay was worse, and he wanted out. He wanted to get into a career. So he went to My Computer Career in less than 6 months, started an IT career. Now in line for his second promotion. And if your job's garbage, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No computer experience, no training. They don't care. No problem. Helping people start an IT career from scratch. That's what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you'll need. More than a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes are starting soon. Get in there now. Go take it today. Mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy. Since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us. It's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time because I'm a Coleman kid today. I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy. Since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us. It's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time because I'm a Coleman kid today.
Thanks, Clint Sterner, the Texas milk hater. Oh, this is exciting. You know, I know Shaq. I know a lot of guys, and I've got a Rolodex full of guys from my time with the NBA and covering the NFL, playing fantasy football. Let's go to my Rolodex now and talk to Clint Sterner.
Uh-oh.
Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Clint, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, guys. I played in the NFL. And the reason I prefer Coleman milk is because it's got more vitamin D in it. And I found out that the more D I get in it before the game, the better I seem to play. And I told Shaq one time that My body, I just felt a lot better with more D in me, and he just always, he'd giggle a little bit and kind of wink at me. It was kind of weird.
Clint, you're,
did I say I played in the NFL?
Yes, you're stealing
what?
You're stealing my bit, though, Clint. I worked really hard to perfect that bit.
Yeah, don't steal his shine.
Where I played in the NFL, and I also covered the NFL for 28 years with my fantasy football team.
But you didn't have to pretend like you liked the D. That part.
that was original.
That was, yes.
Yeah, vitamin D.
Good times.
Let's talk to Ben.
Okay.
Well, I'm in a call taking, but I don't normally like to take calls. But,
yeah, why? If someone moves, I swear to God, you're banned forever.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Real quick, before we get into the milk talk, what do you think the Cowboys are going to, Texans are going to do with Clowney? Trade? Will he show up to training camp? And second of all, is it a good idea to send some milk over to 610? I'll hang up in this.
You know, I played in the NFL, and I got to tell you, I've got no idea what the Texans are going to do with Jadeveon Clowney. I've got no idea, man. And I'll tell you what, I trust the brain trust. I trust the Calvin McNair. He knows what he's doing. He's got four guys over there who are qualified to do the GM job, and they're going to do a damn good job because that's what they do.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
Because that's our Texans, man.
Well, did you play, though?
I played in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
You may have forgotten.
I don't remember you saying that.
Going back to, but yeah, I'm, you gotta forgive me. I'm a quarterback.
Oh.
I understand the game on a level people like you probably don't, though you've covered the NFL for 39 years.
That's true.
I mean, with your fantasy football team.
Madden.
But still, I play, as someone who played in the NFL, I forgot where we were going, but I'll just let you guys know again, I played in the NFL.
People are sending a screenshot, somebody texted the 610 text line, I was like, hey, Clint, why do you hate Texas milk? They're just texting them, they're like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, 610's not taking calls.
They have no idea. Yeah, Clarence said he couldn't get through.
They don't want to hear from you guys about milk. So what we'll do, I guess we'll have to give these things away a different way.
Yeah.
We will, at 5:25 on what we'll call the nuclear clock. So if you've got, whatever your phone says, 5:25, you can call. We have an intern, right, Aaron? And we'll go, what was Clint Sterner's jersey number?
That's a good question.
Seven, excuse me. I think.
I keep looking. When I type in Clint Sterner, it's like Clint Sterner milk, Clint Sterner DUI.
What?
Clint Sterner fumble.
I get Clint Sterner 610 wife fumble, sports radio 610 Dallas Cowboys. That's what I get.
You don't get fumble?
I do. That was the third one.
Oh, okay.
Wife and then fumble.
You don't get milk or DWI?
No. You must have been looking up other stuff. DWI.
Says here he's number five.
Oh, that's not fair.
I don't know if I want.
But if you added 4 inches, that would be nine.
Let me.
That's all I got.
I don't want to use that one. I want to use like his his AFL jersey number. Let me see. Oh, that's number five too.
He was 14 at Arkansas, I think.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want Arkansas.
Why? That's where.
You know what?
That's where Coleman Milk is made.
That's a good idea. You're right.
That's where Coleman Milk is made,
bro. We'll go with caller 14, 713-780-3776 at 525.
Oh.
If you call before 525, our intern's going to hang up on you.
It doesn't start until 525.
Yeah. It's two tickets. It's you and a plus one for the listener appreciation party, which is August 15th, I believe.
The LAP.
The LAP?
They're calling it the LAP. Listener appreciation party.
Yeah, I was able to put that together.
You hesitated, know what
I
that
hadn't
was.
Heard anyone call it the LAP.
The LAP. That's what it is.
Okay. All right.
Well, I didn't make it up. That was what the copy said.
I don't know for sure. I can't say yes or no Shaq is going to be there, but Shaq and I have a really close personal relationship, and Shaq, I feel like if I text him, he'll probably show. We're just boys like that, you know? It's your boy. You know, I'll be like, Shaq, hey, it's your boy, Ricky Pipes.
Was it Juice?
Kamla Juice.
That, of all the names to give yourself, I don't feel like someone gave him that. No, nobody gives that kind of nickname, right? I'm baffled by that. And then I certainly wouldn't put it on my bio.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, look up Rick Kamla on NBA's GOAT. And the way he starts his segments is really weird. It's like, it's your boy, Ricky Kamla. He does the it's your boy.
It's your boy.
And he's like a 50-year-old skinny white dude.
He doesn't look 50, though.
And by the way,
but that doesn't look like the picture that I saw with the, when he did his 6'10 promotional video.
Hey, Rick, you're coming over here talking about our Rockets. How come there's a video of you online wearing an Atlanta Hawks shirt? Were they your Hawks then?
Ooh.
Don't come in here culturally appropriating our teams. All right?
Flip-flopper.
I'm the biggest Rockets fan in this town. I'm the biggest Rockets fan.
Jimmy is toasted on Twitter, said, I'm joining the Houston chapter of the Borden Blitzers.
Good.
The Borden Blitzers. Nice. That's outstanding.
Well, you want to go out with something different this break? Oh, yeah. Brett brings up a good point.
What? Oh, no. Is he going to run it?
Just think of what my MMA career could have been with Coleman Milk.
Oh, maybe your knees would hold up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have raggedy-ass knees you got.
If I had a little more calcium in my milk.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Good thing your first opponent didn't get a hold of any milk, though.
Thank God.
Guys would have been the same.
I know. He was clearly malnourished as a baby.
Yeah, that is a good point. You would still be fighting.
Yeah. Mm. But, you know, I'm a...
You're a victim of your own surroundings.
Listen, the reality is I did it clean.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and when I'm not going to... There's no one going to point at tainted milk when they look back at my career.
That's true.
We don't have to play the whole thing. Just play a little bit of it.
What's up, basketball fans? It's your boy, Rick Kamla, here in the Key Studios, where me and John do our thing on the midday show.
Where you used to do your thing on the midday show, but you got fired because no one liked you.
I'm over you, and you. All you young cats out there who thinks that LeBron James has passed Michael Jordan as the GOAT. I'm not this dug-in old head that's telling you to get off my lawn, okay? But y'all have to understand the historical perspective of what you are saying. It is statistically and historically incorrect to say that LeBron James is the GOAT right now. He might be the GOAT, okay? But we got to let it play out. It's the instant gratification society. You all want it now. He's your favorite player. You think he should get that credit now. Let it play out. Let it breathe, okay? Pump the brakes. LeBron James has 3 rings. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has 6, and he's not even in this debate. And 6 MVPs. You've got LeBron James with 4 MVPs and 3 rings.
I can't hear anymore. Just go to break. This is horrible. God, he sucks. He's worse than Sterner.
Pump the brakes, man.
But just pump the brakes, man.
All right, cats and kitties.
I wish.
Yeah,
I
let's go to break.
Coleman
old
kid.
School. Thanks, Clint.
Texas,
we'll be back.
Football,
it's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman Milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller, and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy, since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us, it's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time, because I'm a Coleman kid today.
That's, first of all, welcome in, Fred.
Thank you.
That is Clint Sterner.
I see.
Besmirching Texas milk.
Hmm.
Yeah, he likes Arkansas milk. Excuse me.
So, yeah, okay. Arkansas must have better milk than Texas.
That's what he thinks.
Hmm.
Yet here he is. I don't know why he's not doing a radio show in Arkansas. The milk's so damn good. Take your ass. Send him back. Send him back. Send him back. Right?
It seems fair to me.
Yeah.
I mean, if the president could say it,
yeah,
so can we.
Send him back.
So what have I missed?
That's about it. We've just been making fun of the 6'10 show.
Oh, okay. So basically the same thing we've been up to.
Yeah. We're talking about how Kamla knows Shaq and Sterner played in the NFL. And that's pretty much all you need to know. And that's all they'll tell you over and over and over.
Well, I didn't.
And over and over.
I've listened. I listened the first 2 days. I don't really need to hear any more of it. So I think I've heard all I need to hear of that show.
Yeah. We'll call it for the day. I've had enough.
Well, now you got new things to make fun of.
Oh, my God, do I ever. Guys, I know. I always say I wish that we didn't have these cameras in our studio. I just want to be a radio show. But if you have Twitch, this is the time to use it. You need to tune in and look at Fred, who is wearing, he looks like he's about to go into surgery. He's wearing like a surgeon's hat, right? Or a lunch lady cap.
Yeah, surgeon hat, I would say.
And you have a bandage wrapped around your head.
I do.
Underneath the surgeon's hat.
Indeed. And I can't touch anything.
Is it religious? Is that why? Is it for religious purposes?
No, I do look like an Amish terrorist, I think. With this.
A little.
But no, this is because I made a really big tactical error today in terms of I had an appointment that I did not think was going to take all day. I should have taken the day off, but it was a lot more intense process than I thought. And yeah, that's why I'm late, and that's why I look like an Amish terrorist.
Okay.
Because I have.
Well, so when will you have hair?
Loaders will load you up and get you.
What? Come on, Aaron. What is going on in there?
Tactical error.
Oh, God.
I've got hair now, but it's got to grow out.
Okay.
And
how long is that going to? A couple weeks?
Yeah, I think a couple weeks. I mean, really, it'll be a couple months before I get it to where I want it to be. But, yeah, I have hair now. And it's actually a really cool process that they take the hair off the back of your head.
They harvest the follicles.
Indeed. And then they just reattach them in the front.
Now, will the hair stop growing in the back of your head?
No. Because there was, I had plenty back there, so they don't take all of it. But they did
just
take,
enough.
I think, 2,461
hairs?
That they moved to the front.
Individual hairs.
Yes. Which is
interesting.
Why it took a little while.
Okay.
But and it was an interesting process, and it's something that, you know, I've been saying all along. It's either give up or try something. So I decided to try this and went and saw Dr. Linfield, who we'll be talking about on the show here really soon. He and his staff were fantastic. But yeah, I mean, I probably should have just gone home and worked on recovering.
You look like hell, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I can tell that. I don't need you to tell me that. I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, boy. Yeah.
I mean, you look even worse than normal.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I am glad you're here. You wouldn't have allowed me to... I mean, I went on for how long were we talking about the other show? An hour and 30 minutes?
Hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah. I went on for an hour and a half. I got nothing covered. All we did was make fun of that show.
No, that's okay. Was it funny?
I mean, I hope so.
Aaron, was it funny?
I thought it was hilarious.
Okay, then that's all that matters to me.
Well, I mean, if the audience thinks it's funny, that's what matters to me.
Well, yeah, but Aaron's kind of like the audience. He's got to be our conscience in here a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he has to represent the people. So, well, 713-780-3776. Since we haven't talked about anything, what do you want to talk about?
The Astros. It almost seems silly to talk about what happened with the Astros last night. Since then, they've already played another game and they won.
Yeah,
but that's a frustrating loss last night.
Yeah, it was, and. Yeah, Osuna wasn't great, giving up the home run, and then they didn't
warm up Osuna. No, they just kind of
threw him out. They
left Miley in too long.
I don't like criticizing Hinch, but I don't know why Miley started that inning.
That was a strange
choice.
And then
when he walks the first batter, you got to get him out then, right? But, you know, they came back today, so.
And then, like, 0-2, you put a high strike in the zone against Matt Olson?
Yeah.
But that ain't wise. Not wise, guys. But like you said, they got it back today, so it's, I guess, all's well that ends well. But that was a frustration. Today looked pretty good. It seems like you can count on them to win the games that Verlander and Cole pitches, or that those guys pitch. And when they don't pitch, it's maybe. And yesterday was one that it felt like they should have stole, and they didn't. So that's disappointing.
Well, that one felt like one that got stolen from them.
Yeah.
On the Twitch line, Sizzlina says, this episode of ER sucks. Well played. Well played. It would look a lot worse if I didn't have the hat on it.
I'm sure it would.
Because it's bandage and blood and stuff like that.
You don't see it. Did it hurt?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, it's obviously there's a little pain whenever you're getting your head deadened.
Deadened?
Yeah.
With a hammer?
No, it's like Novocaine type stuff.
Right? Oh, okay. They put a shot in
that's
you?
A local, yeah. So I hate those needles. So that always hurts a little bit. But once it's numb, you don't have any problems.
Okay.
And then, so it didn't really hurt. It just, it took a while. That's all.
How long did it take?
I got there at 7:30 and
dude, you should have definitely taken the day off.
Well, it's on me. I misread the situation. I should have done my research a little bit better.
Yeah.
Instead, I look stupid, which is okay. I mean, the fact that I look stupid gives you something to make fun of. It gives the people on Twitch something to make fun of. And
yeah. So,
glad you survived your horrible car accident. See, that's the thing. If I can entertain people, so be it. All good.
So I'm going to let you make the decision here because we've been going in and out of every break with a milk commercial.
Yes.
Do you want to continue doing that for today? Or do you want to move back on to music?
I think one more is fair.
Okay.
I think we should go to this break with it.
Maybe we should get through the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, get to 6 o'clock.
And at 6 o'clock, we'll go back to music.
So I think that's a good plan.
All right. I figure you probably didn't have a lot of prep time today, so I've got a gym of the day raring to go.
Do you really? Yeah. Okay, because I did get some prep done this morning, but I kind of thought I was going to have a couple hours before the show.
Yeah, and you got your head deadened today.
Yes.
So
it's really weird because the skin on my head feels like I'm wearing a helmet.
Can I throw something at it?
No, you can't do that.
You're wearing a helmet, though.
No, it feels like a helmet. It's not a helmet.
It's definitely a helmet.
All right, guys, if you're tired of credit card bills with high interest rates, get ready to pay off your credit card balances and start saving money with my friends at Lightstream. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. If you're paying 19%, you might be paying more, even if you've got good credit. Well, this is a good way to get a loan from anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees and lower those payments and save money. No application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties, and the rate is fixed so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. Plus, you could even get your money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And how about this? Just for the Blitzers, apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
All right, we are back on the Blitz. That's been our intro and outro for the last hour and a half.
I see.
Welcome to the program.
Still catching up.
Yeah, you missed a lot of time. I got the gym of the day coming up. Let's talk to Gary real quick. Hey, sports, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I listen to you every day. I listen to Gabriel every day, all day. I'm in equipment. you guys are killing me. I'm over here laughing hard. I've never heard those guys ever. I clicked over, and he's like, a good friend Isaiah Thomas was just doing. I'm like, God, these guys are
my impersonation is pretty sharp, isn't it?
Right on. Right on.
Thank you, sir.
I've never heard the guys ever. I've never listened to that channel ever. So really, they should thank y'all. Cause
they really should.
They really should.
I'm really giving them a little bit of pub. I appreciate you listening, Gary. But, yeah. I mean, you should just listen to them long enough to realize that it's ridiculous. And then get back over here. We don't want to lose you guys.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I don't want to get into that.
What?
Do you remember when it was announced that Adam Wexler was going to team up with Adam Clanton?
Vaguely, yeah.
And I said, Wexler, if you can hear my words, do not quit your television job.
Yeah.
He quit his television job. Now I'm going to feel bad. I like Wex.
I do too.
It's going to be a bummer.
You warned him.
I did. I thought it was very generous of me to warn him in advance, but he didn't want to heed my advice. It's like a dad having to let his son learn, you know, sometimes you've got to learn lessons the hard way.
Indeed.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. This is sort of a Gym of the Day inside the Gym of the Day. I'll go to
it's like the Inception Gym
yeah,
of the Day.
It really is, because maybe the craziest thing about this story is the woman's name.
Okay.
Her name, she's got a hyphenated last name. The first hyphen is Aguilar.
Okay.
And then on the other side of the hyphen is Aguilar. So her name's Eliana Aguilar Aguilar.
Seems redundant, but okay.
Okay, right? Seems unnecessary. An intoxicated Oregon motorist, Eliana Aguilar Aguilar, 23, was arrested after she allegedly poured liquor down the mouth of a Taco Bell employee while going through the drive-thru. And what authorities called the weirdest DUI arrest of the weekend. She rolled through the drive-thru of the Taco Bell in Beavertown. Beavertown. On Monday at around 1:20 a.m., reached through the open drive-thru window to dump Hennessy into the employee's mouth. She did it while she was still in her car and right in front of a sergeant with the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Womp, womp. She had a blood alcohol content of 0.12. She admitted to boozing and smoking marijuana and, of course, had a bottle of Hennessy in her car. The news outlet reported that Aguilar Aguilar did not know the Taco Bell employee. I will say this, though. I mean, for a girl who eats at Taco Bell and gets a DUI, pretty hot.
Yeah.
Like, she's a Taco Bell 10.
She's a Taco Bell 10, but the Aguilar Aguilar takes 2 points off her.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, she's really hot for a chick that gets drunk and drives through Taco Bell. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. I had another story.
Yeah.
Where someone was at Disney World and they had the Fast Pass. You know, the Fast Pass is what gets you to the front of the line. This woman was 23 years old and her family wanted to ride the Tower of Terror. And the problem is with the Tower of Terror is one of the rides that's not eligible for Fast Pass. So the woman became upset that they weren't valid. The sheriff's office report that the woman and workers at Disney World are called cast members. She offered to assist the woman and her family. They became verbally aggressive. The cast member then used a phone on her podium to call a coordinator to request security. while the cast member was on the phone. And I don't know why, but when I hear cast member, I picture her dressed up as like Snow White or Goofy.
Yeah.
That makes the story more fun. When the cast member was on the phone, the woman began pushing buttons on the podium. And those buttons operate the ride. So... Ooh. The cast member asked the woman to stop pushing the buttons, warning her that the buttons could affect the ride. When the woman refused to listen, the cast member pushed the woman's hand away from the buttons, and the woman punched her in the face.
Oh, boy.
The woman and her family continued to yell profanities at the cast member before leaving the area. A short time later, security arrived and spoke with the cast member, who gave them a description of the woman and her family. They were later found by security as they left the ride area.
Because I don't give a
She did not. The woman was removed from Disney property, and although the cast member had swelling near her eye, she refused treatment and did not wish to press charges. That's pretty gangster of her.
I guess it's not the happiest place in the world after all.
Not that day, it wasn't.
Jacob asked, do you think if Manziel was a Coleman kid, he would have been 4 inches taller and still in the NFL?
Yeah, obviously. Well, I guess for the rest of the show, we can go in and out with actual music, Aaron. We've had enough milk commercials.
It is pretty funny.
It's hilarious. Especially now that he's born and raised right here in Houston, Texas area. You know, I'm a Texas boy at heart, but F Texas milk. Come on, man. You can't F Texas milk.
Nope.
Average milk. Please. Well, you know our milk is better here. You know it.
Well, sometimes these things come back to bite you when you wind up going back home to work. I wonder if he'll get a milk sponsor now.
Yeah. Better not. Not Borden.
I think it's kind of funny that he had a milk sponsor to begin with.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
that in itself is pretty hilarious. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So when we get to the 6 o'clock hour, wide open, huh? Since haven't really dived into anything too important. Of course, there's not really anything important going on. I mean, we're going to break down Texans reporting to camp thing. No?
Yeah, what are we going to do? No. Okay. I'll tell you a story about a van that got busted with $200 million worth of drugs.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a lot of drugs.
That sounds like more fun.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe we'll talk about some dairy farmers.
I've got a Penn Law professor who is being racist.
Oh. I'm against racism, but I'll hear the story.
Okay. Just funny that it's a Penn Law professor, and of course she's saying everything was taken out of context.
Hey, just judging off Twitter, do Nick and Lamont have beef?
I believe so, but I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. That's no good.
What happened there?
I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. Apparently we can't all get along.
Well, that's too bad.
Well.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.